This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. An independent investigation into the shooting death of Christian Glass finds deputies mishandled the incident. The review was conducted by the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. It shows Glass did not pose a threat to officers or himself, and that law enforcement failed to properly respond to Glass's signs of mental illness. Glass was a 22-year-old who called 911 when his car got stuck in Clear Creek County. The deputy who shot him faces criminal charges. State-run COVID-19 testing sites will shut down later this month. CPR's Matt Bloom reports demand has fallen off.
Colorado's State Health Department says its community testing sites have seen traffic plummet because most people are using at-home COVID tests now. The closures, which begin January 15th, will affect 20 drive-thru and walk-in clinics in Denver, Colorado Springs, Grand Junction, and other cities. It shouldn't get harder to find a COVID test, though. Many doctors' offices now have ample supply. The state will keep more than 200 at-home test distribution centers open for now, and you can also still order free at-home tests through a federal program online. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
In many smaller Colorado towns, a major highway often doubles as the town's main street. One city is making plans to make Main Street safer. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Gunnison has seen several car crashes this year that involve pedestrians, including at least one death. The Gunnison Country Times reports that residents are pressuring the city to make quick fixes to its two main thoroughfares, which are also highways that carry a lot of traffic. Ideas include measures to force drivers to slow down and extend curbs into the street to make crossings more narrow. Both the City Council and CDOT have to sign off on the plans. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.